WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
With hurricane season well underway, I thought we might look at one particular type of hurricane known as the Cape Verde hurricane. A Cape Verde hurricane is one that forms in the Atlantic near the Cape Verde Islands, a republic of 10 small islands located just off the coast of Africa. A typical hurricane season will see about 2 Cape Verde storms, but keep in mind that there is a wide range of numbers from none to 5. These storms tend to be the largest, most intense, and often long-lived hurricanes. Cape Verde hurricanes usually form from tropical waves coming across Africa. These waves typically form in the African savanna during their wet season, move into the African steppes, and off the African west coast. It is here, in the vicinity of the Cape Verde Islands, that these waves may develop into tropical storms. The tracks of these storms also vary a great deal. Because they are forming very far south, these storms often reach the Caribbean Sea, becoming a threat to Mexico and the United States. Now, when I think of these storms, I often think of Hurricane Ivan in 2004. But some Cape Verde storms, however, will move slightly further north after forming near the Cape Verde Islands, missing the Caribbean and turning on an arc that keeps them well out in the Atlantic, where they can disrupt shipping traffic. In 2011, Hurricanes Katia and Ophelia each followed this type of track. So what is the longest hurricane in the Atlantic Basin? Well, it is interesting to note that this particular record is not held by a Cape Verde storm. Ginger in 1971 was a tropical system for 28 days, a hurricane for 20 of those days. Ginger formed north of Hispaniola, moved out into the central Atlantic, turned back west, passing close to its birthplace, finally making landfall in North Carolina. Hurricane Faith, the third longest hurricane in the Atlantic Basin, from 1966, tops the charts as the longest-lived Cape Verde storm. You can send your weather questions to question@weatherbrains.com.